Walt Disney was born in Chicago, but he spent much of his childhood in Missouri, first Marceline and then Kansas City. Disney was inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians in 1993, and Butch Rigby, a film buff and founder of Screenland Theaters, recalls a conversation from that time with the Kansas City radio DJ, John Hart.
He said, "Hey, there's not one single place in Kansas City that reflects the fact that one of the most famous people in the world came from here, worked here, started here."
The idea at first was to build a statue in honor of Walt Disney. Then there were talks about a possible Disney Museum in Union Station. But those ideas fizzled out. Today, plans are still in development to reopen Disney's Laugh-O-Gram Studios just east of Troost.
This is still just a small 10,000-foot building in the corner of 31st and Forest, and it's not a big, giant museum project like people, you know, want to imagine. It is, however, equally as important.
The first cartoon studio owned by Walt Disney was on the second floor of this two-story red brick building. It was a training ground for pioneering animators like Ub Iwerks, Hugh Harmon, and Rudolf Ising. But Disney was not known for his financial prowess. The company filed for bankruptcy in July of 1923, and Disney moved to Hollywood, California.
What's significant is some of those kids would follow Walt and Ub out to California, and they would literally found 20th century cartoon animation for the movies. Ub Iwerks was the prolific genius artist who would, a few years later after they leave Kansas City, draw Mickey Mouse. Hugh Harmon and Rudolf Ising, they would go found a little company after leaving the Walt Disney Company in California, Harmonizing, and they came up with Happy Harmonies, Merry Melodies, and Looney Tunes.
By 1996, this building where early animators got their start was slated for demolition. The roof had collapsed onto the second floor, and that floor nearly collapsed onto the first. When Rigby and Shipp bought it on behalf of the nonprofit Thank You Walt Disney for just over $12,000, it was thought that the building couldn't be saved.
Very slowly but very surely, we've taken it one step at a time, removed all the demolition, put up scaffolding to hold the walls up, brought in bricklayers, brought in framers, brought in new steel, brought in new concrete floors, put a roof on it, and we've been raising enough money to pay off that roof so that now we have a cool shell that is ready for programming.
But getting that cool shell ready has taken more than a decade, and it's been expensive. Rigby estimates about $700,000 has been invested so far, including the bulk of a $400,000 matching donation from the Disney Family Foundation. Doors and windows remain boarded up, covered with cartoon figures. Jeremy Knoll with BNIM Architects says despite the challenges, there are some advantages to working with an historic structure, like the Laugh-O-Gram Studios.
This is a place that already has a story to it. It's a place that people will come not because of where it is, but because of what it is and what it means to the community.
Knoll and his colleague Josh Hemberger are members of a young architects group, the U.S. Green Building Council's Emerging Professionals. And on their way to work downtown, riding the MAX along Troost, they've talked about a sustainable design competition. So when Hemberger came across an NEA Our Town grant focused on community identity and a sense of place, they thought it would be a perfect match for Walt Disney's cartoon studio.
We're going to go in and document what's there and then work with a local engineer to do some energy modeling and to figure out how we can make that building, you know, a living building as sustainable as possible so that it can really be a model for how you redevelop in that area, you know, on a budget.
The design competition is expected to provide Thank You Walt Disney with a template mapping out an interactive historic site with exhibit space, a small theater, and the restoration of Walt Disney's office. Knoll says the goal is to create a living place, not just a tribute to Disney, but something to carry forward his legacy.
Especially for kids in this neighborhood to know that Walt Disney didn't grow up in Mission Hills. He didn't grow up in Overland Park. He grew up right here in this neighborhood, and this is where he chose to have a studio. This is where he, this famous person that everybody knows about, got his start.
Knoll and Hemberger say even if they don't get this grant, it's been an opportunity to make connections. They're determined to stick with it and anticipate other grants and fundraising will come through to complete the project. Butch Rigby has set a goal for 24 months, but it's one he's given before.
It will be finished Butch Rigby says it will be finished. All of our board members say it will be finished. So it's really a combination of everybody's efforts. I just have to sort of be that one guy that stays with it to see it to the end.
Rigby is hoping that this time there will be a happy ending, perhaps just like a Disney movie. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.